This Galbat, Hanna Kavaznath. Hanna, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me.
Anytime. Hanna, so what is the situation on the ground in Gaza at this time?
It's terrible, very terrible. I mean, a genocide is going on under our eyes. And, you know, the West is not just turning a blind eye to it. They are supporting this genocide. There is no electricity, no water in the strip. There is 2.3 million people who are being bombed into smithereens. The Israeli forces are bombing, unstopped bombing over Gaza with American weapons, with the new American weapons. There is bombs that the Gaza people haven't seen before. They are using really bombs that are devastating and killing civilians. You know, just the figure so far, over, 15,000 casualties, 1,000 kids dead. Forget about the injured, you know. I'm not talking about the injured. 1,000, over 1,000. And some apartments and houses, people, the ambulances can't reach to them because of the bombing, the continuous bombing. There is lots of people under the rubble, and you know the ambulances can't reach to them because of the bombing. We don't know really the exact figure, how many killed, how many injured, because the injured are dying also because they are not getting the ambulances to take them to the hospital. So it's really terrible, and it's done in support of not just the American empire, but also by Canada and the Western world in general, Europe. You know, they try to send aid to, because they blocked everything, the fascists in Israel. They blocked any aid, whether medical or food aid, to get into Gaza.
Right.
They're still blocking it, although the Americans claimed that they're going to do 5-hour ceasefire. It was 9 o'clock Palestine time, but they haven't abided by it, and they are not allowing any aid. They bombed the only crossing that goes into Gaza, the Rafah crossing, so no aid will go. So the aid is there in Egypt, but it can't go into Gaza, you know. So it's a terrible situation, and, you know, we should speak up, because, you know, a genocide is committed in our name with the support of all the level of government in Canada, whether the city or the province or the you know, the government in Ottawa, the Liberal government in Ottawa.
Right.
You know, it's terrible, and I think you know, people not just in Palestine but all over the world, they will not forgive or forget what these Western leaders are doing.
Right.
If you want me, I could read you in detail of the position. Like, for example, David Abbey, you know, took to Twitter at the first days, and he said the people of British Columbia stand with Israelis in their right to live in peace and security. Basically, what that means is supporting the genocide against the Palestinian people. The Palestinian people are defending themselves while Israel is committing a genocide. And since then, we haven't heard anything from David Abbey.
Right.
That statement was on October 7th, when the news broke, you know. And Mayor Sims issued a statement also, the Vancouver mayor, issued a statement saying basically that they support Israel, you know. On Twitter, the headline of it, the city of Vancouver stands with the people of Israel, and no mention of the kids or the things or the massacre that and the genocide that Israel is committing. You know, They condemned basically all the rockets that was fired on Israel, and they called it acts of evil, while genocide is being committed, and they have been speaking out. And just really terrible, you know. I'm also, we are really disturbed also with the position of the NDP. I mean, I read you what David Eby said, which is really outrageous, because he took, his government took Russian liquor from the BC's liquor store in 2 days, while he's allowing, and his government is allowing the BC, you know, Israeli, illegal Israeli wine to be on the shelves of the provincial government liquor stores.
Right.
So it's outrageous. And Mr. Jagmeet Singh is attending today or tomorrow a conference for the, you know, Center for Israel and Jewish Advocacy. They're holding a conference to fight anti-Semitism,
right,
which is, you know, outrageous, because a genocide is being committed against the Palestinian people, and they are fighting anti-Semitism, and they consider any position against Israel is anti-Semitic. So if they're trying to scare people from speaking out, you know, right. And Jagmeet Singh is participating in it. It's really, you know, outrageous. The people who were, you know, who especially him and Ken Sims, these people who suffered of racism, their ancestors suffered of racism. We shouldn't forget what happened in the Kumagata Maru,
right,
when the ship was turned back in 1914. These people who suffered such injustices shouldn't support white supremacists,
right,
who are trying to annihilate the Palestinian people.
Right.
The same with you know, Mayor Sims. He should know better. His ancestors suffered when the Chinese came to build the railroads in Canada. 700 of them died in industrial accidents, supposedly.
Right.
You know, they should remember all these racism that been muted on them by the white supremacists, and to stand with them against the Palestinian people, the indigenous people of Palestine, and supporting the settler colonialist regime is really outrageous. Sorry, I'm really upset, Gurpreet. So.
No, I can understand. I hear you, Hanna. What can you tell us about some upcoming actions in support of the people of Palestine in Greater Vancouver?
Yeah, the first action is going to be this coming Thursday to protest Mayor Ken Sims and the Vancouver City Council complicity with the for their support of the genocide that's taking place. We calling on Vancouver people to come out, and the Lower Mainland to come out and show Mayor Ken Sims that he is complicit in these war crimes, not just complicit, but the blood of Palestinian people are on his hands.
Hmm.
This is coming Thursday, October 19th, at 6 p.m. at the City Hall, at the Vancouver City Hall.
Right.
Also, there's going to be another rally on Saturday, October 21st, at 2 p.m. That's 2 p.m. in the afternoon at the Vancouver Art Gallery, so, again, to support the people of Gaza, and to condemn all those who are complicit in Israeli war crime, from Justin Trudeau all the way to Ken Sim, who's becoming a foreign affairs expert nowadays. And he forgetting what's happening to the Palestinian people and the genocide is being committed against
them. Right. Now, where can people learn more about it and get involved?
You know, they could go to our website at cpavancouver.org. We have all sorts of information about local events, but you know, the internet is is full of websites that are supporting the Palestinian people, from the Electronic Intifada to Mendowise. You know, I mean, people could go, and it is on the social media. We report always on what's happening on our page, Canada Palestine Association page on Facebook, and we have a Twitter account, the BDS Vancouver on Twitter account. And we have all sorts of other groups, from Voice of Palestine to Canada Palestine Association group. We have a group. We have a Facebook page also. So if they are interested also, they could send us their email address, and we keep them informed of the local activities that's coming up. Again, I'll if you want to contact Canada Palestine Association, go to our website. And the contact email is there. It's Canada Palestine Association website, which is CPA, which stands for Canada Palestine Association, CPAVancouver.org. And we urge people really to speak out now, because, you know, it is a humanitarian issue that touches upon the dignity and the humanity of the whole world, not just the Arab world and the Muslim world.
Right. Well, Anna, it was nice talking to you. Thank you so much for your time. Just keep us posted and keep up your good work.
Thank you for inviting.
Take care. Anytime. ਦੋਸਤੋ ਅਸੀਂ ਹਨਾ ਕਾਵਾ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਐਕਟੀਵਿਸਟ ਨੇ, ਕਾਰਕੁਨ ਨੇ, ਫਲਸਤੀਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਹੱਕ 'ਚ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਤੋਂ ਖੜਦੇ ਆਏ ਨੇ, ਸੋ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਾਫੀ ਕੁਝ ਦੱਸ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ